Welcome to day 7.
Hello, this is David G. And I'll be your guide today on this mind-body odyssey. We've explored stress and health consciousness, relieving anxiety, releasing negative patterns and addictions, creating powerful affirmations. The mind is capable of all things, all levels of healing. And what is healing? It's wholeness. It's our return to the memory of wholeness before all this conditioning began. For all these expectations that you placed upon yourself to try to please other people and to try to navigate these wild and turbulent energetic flows of existence. We're not our mind. We're not our body. We have a mind. Right now, close your eyes. Who's listening to this? Who is actually listening? Who is the receiver of this experience? And who is the witness of this experience? When you close your eyes and step away from your ego and your physical body, you become aware that the witness rests within. Deep, deep, deep within. Beneath all these layers, your physical self, your ego, your intellect, beneath all the possibilities that exist in the physical and the subtle realm, the witness transcends. And so we have an opportunity to truly expand our mind, connect more deeply to it, so that we can have a tool, whether we're feeling less than, stressful, anxious, addicted, or compulsive, or if we just could use a little pickup. And that essentially is the mantra, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, I am the universe. That's what our meditation will be, the Aham Brahmasmi meditation. And so one of the most beautiful aspects of the Aham Brahmasmi meditation is that no matter where you are on a given day, no matter where your mind has taken you, to feelings or emotions of less than, anxiety, stress, compulsive or addictive behaviors, knowing that we are indeed the universe allows us to step beyond all that. If you're anxious, you're not trusting enough. Not trusting enough within, not trusting enough outside. If you're feeling sad, know that that's just you misinterpreting the magnificence of something that is no longer. And so you can always so gently take that guidance and say, I must be really aware and appreciative and grateful of something that has left. Let me see what it's like to place my awareness and my gratitude and my celebration on that instead of my sadness over its loss. When we can step into Aham Brahmasmi, we can transcend any limiting belief, any emotional challenge. But maybe sometimes you just need to grieve. So don't yank yourself away from that. If you find yourself grieving, stay there. If you find yourself in fear or anxiety or stress, pay attention to that. It's the universe speaking to you through your body and your mind. And the lesson or the message that it's sending is the one to follow. So let's begin. Close our eyes. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. And gently let that go. Let's do that one more time. Ever so gently release. And this meditation will allow us to merge, to unite, to become one with everything around us. Stop that separation. The mantra is Aham Brahmasmi. Let's repeat that out loud together. Aham Brahmasmi. And now silently to yourself. Over and over. I'll watch the time. You will notice during the meditation that you drift away from Aham Brahmasmi. Whenever you realize you've drifted away, just ever so gently drift back. Remember that repetition of the mantra, the mind vehicle, Aham Brahmasmi, is gentle and relaxed. There's no need to force, no need to concentrate. Repeat it as effortlessly as mist rising off a lake at dawn. Brahmasmi, you can stop repeating the mantra, Aham Brahmasmi, because you are the universe now. As you go about your day, in conversations where you wish you had said something else, in other instances where you wish you had more patience, or more grace, or more compassion, or more acceptance, just gently remind yourself, Aham Brahmasmi. And in that moment, you will expand. Be gentle with yourself. And when it feels comfortable, you can slowly open your eyes and look around at the hundreds of thousands of people meditating with you on Aham Brahmasmi. That's a lot of sweet universe, and we are all divine expressions of it. So on this beautiful day, this is David G. from the Sweet Spot of the Universe, wishing you Aham Brahmasmi. See you in the gap.